on a regular basis? No way. No way. We have people all the time. Oh, I need to put together my financial plan and start saving money. You owe $70,000 in credit card debt. We've got to work on that first. You've got to get that down because you know what? I'm not going to show you a higher rate of return than what you're paying to the credit card companies. So you got to take care of that. Another, it's going to be a little bit, it's a bit of a simplistic rule, but again, it works. Invest like someone who's already wealthy. Do you think that, when the markets are in disarray, you think that things are bouncing around, do you think that wealthy guys are freaking out? Do you think that they're calling up their, getting on the horn with their advisor? So that, move this, move that. Oh, my God, it's terrible. The sky's going to fall. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The world is going to only end one time. So don't bet on it. Okay? No. No. Wealthy individuals are not pressured to become wealthy. They already are. And rule four, we already talked about. Buy stuff on sale, man. Look for value. Anyway, got to take another quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll get back. We're going to talk about unicorns. There we are.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
This program in March of 2016 gave us the intelligence we needed to go after and kill ISIS's finance minister.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier on the floor there, he was giving an example of how the FISA Act actually helped the United States out. Now, the bill was passed by the House of Representatives today. This will be for another 6 years. Now, the bill will be sent to the Senate. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio actually voted against this. He tells you why.
The idea that you can actually look at Americans' content and material without a warrant is not how the Fourth Amendment is supposed to operate. If you're going to query anything, if you're going to search anything, you're supposed to get a probable cause warrant.
The House did pass the bill 256 to 164. The measure now heads to the Senate, where it also has a very good chance of passing, and then to President Trump's desk. And the White House has indicated that the president...
standing family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
17 people known dead from mudslides and rockslides and flooding in Southern California caused by torrential Tuesday rains in the same area struck by a devastating wildfire last month. And over a dozen people are still missing, according to the Montecito Fire District Deputy Chief Kevin Taylor.
I am very pleased to report that we have over 500 responders working on this search and rescue effort and 10 search dogs.
Some breaking news from Capitol Hill as moments ago, a bill to reauthorize key provisions of the FISA Surveillance Act was passed by the U.S. House. It's now headed to the Senate, where it's expected to win passage as well. The FISA law gives the government authority to conduct foreign surveillance on American soil, and that includes warrantless wiretapping. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
The nation's most well-known convenience store chain is targeted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents early yesterday. They arrest 21 people on illegal immigration charges at 7-Eleven stores after agents show up at nearly 100 of those stores in 17 states and the District of Columbia. An ICE statement says the raid should serve as a warning to all employers in all fields of business nationwide who knowingly employ illegal immigrants. 7-Eleven says hiring is done by its franchise owners. The government says there's no reason to worry about the unexpected rise in first-time jobless claims last week. First off, the Labor Department says that the numbers still indicate a very strong labor market, but that last week, first-time claims for jobless benefits did rise by 11,000 to a seasonally adjusted 261,000, and it is the highest level since late September, and unemployment claims have risen now for four straight weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
As we reported yesterday, a federal judge on Tuesday ruled that the Trump administration cannot end the DACA program, which has shielded over 800,000 young illegal immigrants from deportation because they were brought to the nation as children. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence weighed in on that court ruling.
Another West Coast judge has rendered a decision that if it would go to the Supreme Court, we're sure it would be overturned. Even President Obama said on multiple occasions that he did not have the authority through executive action to extend protection through DACA. And President Trump last year made it clear that we're going to stand by the Constitution.
That's Pence speaking yesterday on the Fox News Channel. The State Department's issuing do not travel warnings for five Mexican states. That announcement coming yesterday after a very violent year in Mexico because of drug violence, murder, carjackings, and robbery all on the rise. And workers at the world's largest retailer, in the U.S. at least, can thank the tax overhaul for a boost they'll be getting in their wage and also some bonuses they're in line for, as Walmart says it will boost the hourly wage for U.S. workers to $11 and will be dishing out bonuses of up to $1,000, directly crediting the president's tax cut for enabling that move. Those raises will take effect next month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Jeez Louise, I'm feeling a little bit old. 18 years, starting off our 18th year here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And you know what? And it's a bit of a big day. Today, another 50 new affiliates added to the mix, and we are quite excited about it. Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. What was that? What was that phrase that Spock used on Star Trek? Live long and prosper, something like that, right? I wasn't a big Trekkie by any stretch of the imagination. I did like the movies, but it was live long and prosper. Well, what if you can't? What if it's becoming too difficult? You see, Spock doesn't talk about it on Star Trek. He doesn't talk about the problems that so many people have today all across this country. Not having enough saved for retirement, pensions blowing up left, right, all over the place, more to come down the way, Social Security, an absolute disaster. So the concept of living long and prospering, which should be something that should be celebrated, we should be excited about. And I was thrilled this past week. There was a study that came out about a big advance when it came to Alzheimer's. But no, people are starting to get worried. Are they going to have enough? There's that $1 million number. Anyway, they get that song, If I Had $1 Million. Well, we've been talking about that for a while here on the program. People say, I got $1 million saved up and I can retire and I'm going to be okay. Yeah, well, about that. It's, for most people, just a fraction of what you really need. What do you mean? Well, $1 million isn't $1 million anymore. Let's say you're 67 years old, you decide to retire, and you've got $1 million. If you want to do a drawdown rate of about 4%, $40,000 a year. What about medical expenses, maybe housing, going out to eat? Do you think someone out there, do you think people out there, I want you to think about this for a second. Do you think people out there that have worked that hard to save up $1 million are going to want to downsize to that great of a degree when they retire? You've spent your entire life going to certain restaurants, doing certain things, going on vacations, and all of a sudden you got to say, whoa, I can't afford to do that anymore? What's the point retiring? What's the point if you can't do the things that you used to do? You can't afford to do the things you used to do. What fun is that? Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue that we've been talking about here on this program for a very long period of time. The entire concept of retirement planning has been, well, people have been misinformed for decades now. And I've been on the air for 18 years. But I've been running Markowski Investments a hell of a lot longer than that. And our approach has always been completely different than conventional wisdom. And all our new listeners out there, one of the phrases that we have, quite honestly, is conventional wisdom is poison. It's poisonous. The reality is most people listening to this program right now right now are living in denial. They are. They're living in denial. They think that their pension is going to be there. They think that Social Security is going to be there. How? How? Story came out this past week talking about Social Security beneficiaries hitting a record 61,859,000. You know how many full-time workers are in the country? 126,827,000. So you got 2.05 full-time workers for each person receiving Social Security benefits. Well, you think those numbers are going to get better or are they going to get worse? Hey, listen, they used to run surpluses with Social Security. They didn't put any of that money away, did they? No. No. Government just took all that extra money and they spent it. Here's this is going to be a bit of a rude awakening for everybody out there, because whenever I try to explain your payroll taxes, Social Security, Medicare, people get angry with me. They get bent out of shape. They get ticked off. Now, I'm telling people that 2 + 2 = 4, and they don't like it. All of those payroll taxes that you pay in, that come out of your paycheck, they go to the same place income taxes go and tariffs go and all that good stuff. There's no separate account with your name on it where that money goes. You got it? No such account. I know they send you a little slip in the mail talking about your Social Security account. It doesn't exist. It's not there. It all goes to the government. It's a pay-as-you-go system. And what you're looking down the road is a major issue. Listen, this is mostly going to affect Generation X and the millennials out there, because it's going to go by the wayside. But one of the things that we've always talked about and preached to people here on the program is don't plan on getting Social Security. See, I like to rely upon myself. I think personal responsibility is a good thing. And granted, I know that they're taking the money out, and I'm a small business owner, so I got to pay the full 12.4%. But I recognize that it's just a tax, and I might not get it. And if I don't get it, so be it. So be it. I've prepared myself for it, and so should you. Now, I know I'm throwing a lot out there today. It's the new year, okay? But I'd like people to start off this year on the right track. And I know a lot of the things I'm talking about are scary. This doesn't mean you go and you run and you hide and you bury your head in the sand and not do a darn thing. What you need to do is you need to get your financial plan done the right way. And many of you out there might think that you're just doing swell. I've got $1 million in my 401k. I'm good to go. Again, I'll go back a little bit longer than I've been on the air. I'll go back 20 years. Go back 20 years. You could have taken your entire $1 million and bought super safe tax-free bonds and could have gotten, what, $60,000, $70,000 a year in income without any drawdown on principal. You're not getting that today, are you? This is certain realities that people are going to have to deal with. And they're going to have to start thinking about things differently. But you remember that ad campaign by Apple? Think different. Steve Jobs campaign, think different. That's what we've always done. And that's when we start talking about taking conventional wisdom and throwing it right out the proverbial window. The commercials, remember the commercials that used to run all the time? You can open an account with a big brokerage firm, and you're going to have your vineyard in Napa and your private plane, and you'll be traveling to Europe every other day. Right, right. Again, let's walk it back to live long and prosper. pretty good chance you're going to live a pretty long period of time, which, again, is something we should celebrate, right? All of these numbers, math, all this good stuff. We say it again and again here on the program. We here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show, we believe in math, not magic. I told people 20-some-odd years ago about pensions and the reality, the demographics of the day. The fact that people are living longer. They're going to live longer and healthier lives. Not enough money is being put into these pensions. The politicians, oh, they promise the sun, the moon, the stars. They don't put it in there. The unions, they don't want to take any more out of anybody's paycheck. And nothing gets done. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And what are we talking right now? About $6 trillion in unfunded pension liabilities all across the country. That is a reality. Where is that money going to come from? You think they're going to be able to find it in taxes? You think the federal government's going to be able to bail that one out? I don't think so. I don't think so. Pensions are going to be cut. They've already started being cut. Take a look at your Social Security statement. There's a little asterisk there next to that number you're supposed to receive. What does it tell you? That there's not going to be enough money. That's about 15 years down the line. And there's going to be cuts unless Congress can do something. I don't know what they're going to do. Magic beans. Who knows? The money is not there. So, okay. Mark, you say, Mark, you know, well, geez, this is a, you know, gloom and doom type of scenario. No, it's not. No, it's not. It is what it is. You can go through life. You can go on a mission. I've oftentimes talk about this. Speaking with a Navy SEAL, yeah, you come up with the best possible plan you have. You go with the best possible plan you have, and then you know what? The terrain is different. What do you go with? The terrain. So yes, people, we're starting, you know, starting working with people, starting to incorporate maybe second jobs later on in life, second careers later on in life. You see, people limit themselves all the time. I want to, you know, we're going to take a quick break right here. I want to talk about limitations in one's life because it's important. Quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Everything on our website's absolutely free. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, the best in the business, account repair kits, annuity health kits, college planning kits, all that stuff right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have a 24-hour-day help hotline. That number is 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Eddie Lennox. Diva, this is a great album. It's got to be 1992, I'd say, in around there. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Before we go any further, and again, this is, I know it's a bit, it's a review for a lot of our long time listeners here on the program, but bear with me. We just added 50 new stations. When people hear the word certified financial planner, obviously highest level in the business, certified financial planning firm is what we are, but it also scares the hell out of people because, like, I don't have $10 million. I can't work with the CFP. No. Here at Markowski Investments, and when we started our firm, again, we do things differently. We help everyone. No one gets shown the door here at Markowski. We don't do that. We don't do that here at the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're here to help everyone out. I don't care if you're just getting started out or you're well on your way. And actually, we take a lot of pride in working with small business owners and people who are just getting started out in life. You want to know why? Well, you know what? I'll give you a selfish reason why. Because 20 years down the road, I like to see where they end up. You get it? I take pride. I coach kids too. You realize this in some of our listeners, I coach kids. You don't think that I take pride in the kids that I have now that are out doing wonderful things in the world that are doctors and business owners and all this stuff? Of course I am. The same thing with our clients. Okay. And I do admit it is a little bit more fun working with small business owners and people starting out at life and seeing what we can build. But that's one of the things we do. We help everyone out here on the program. I want to talk a little bit about, I said it in the last segment there, limitations and the limitations that people put on themselves. And the best way I could try to explain this, there is a, in my opinion, a terrible, terrible ride at Disney World. And it's a different amusement parks around the country. It's a go-kart, but not a go-kart. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like a go-kart. It sounds like a go-kart, but it's got that little track in the middle. So you can move, you know, you steer it a little bit, but it's not like you're weaving in and out of traffic. Takes the entire fun out of being on a go-kart. Especially for people like me. Type A personality is a killer. My kids, I mean, when they were younger, look, can we go on that? Oh, I'd rather stick a hot poker in my oak. Okay. So you take the kids on. But why would you do that with life? And I see this happen all too often, where people say, and they get themselves involved in investment plans, and they got target date funds, and they've got their target date when they're going to retire. What? So you're basically going to run your life around this date, this mythological date down the road? Why? You may have various different things that are going to happen, opportunities that may present themselves along the way. And you're going to, well, no, I've got that target date there, so I can't do anything different. Why would you do that? We've helped lots of our clients where we say, oh, you know what? You know, I'm thinking about starting a business. Let's take some money out of our savings accounts to do this. I think it's a great idea, and I think it's a good idea. And we have, go do it. Go do it. Life is worth living. And when we set these mythological, these magical dates down the road where you take the banker's box into work and you grab your stuff and they give you a little cake and maybe a gold watch out the door, why would you do that? No, you miss out on the beauty. The beauty of being a human being, the beauty of living in the United States of America and having the opportunities that we have. It's okay to take chances, okay to take risk. Now, we manage the risk with the money you're putting away. And we're going to work around all of these things that you want to do and your goals. But we do not like to see it when people say, you know what, I'm out at this date. I want to retire by this date. Okay, but what does that mean? That means maybe not going on that family vacation to Europe when the kids are about ready to go off to college, that last chance thing. It means a lot of things that you're going to pass up on. And you don't want to do that. You don't have to do that. Now, in that way, it's just easy by any stretch of the imagination. Again, this is a review for all of our long-term listeners. But everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Nothing wrong with that. Again, that's part of what makes us all human beings. I do believe if we're not overcoming obstacles, we're not going to be truly happy. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. It's going to play a part a little bit later on in the show today. We're going to talk about some of the ripoffs and scams and how do you avoid all that stuff. I've got to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. All sorts of free goodies and giveaways at the site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
This program in March of 2016 gave us the intelligence we needed to go after and kill ISIS's finance minister.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier on the floor there, he was giving an example of how the FISA Act actually helped the United States out. Now, the bill was passed by the House of Representatives today. This will be for another 6 years. Now, the bill will be sent to the Senate. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio actually voted against this. He tells you why.
The idea that you can actually look at Americans' content and material without a warrant is not how the Fourth Amendment is supposed to operate. If you're going to query anything, if you're going to search anything, you're supposed to get a probable cause warrant.
The House did pass the bill 256 to 164. The measure now heads to the Senate, where it also has a very good chance of passing, and then to President Trump's desk, and the White House has indicated that the president will sign the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh boy, Rick Springfield back in the General Hospital days there. The ladies did love Rick Springfield way back when. Anyway, welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Listen, our 24-hour day help hotline. The number we gave out, 800-471-5984. That is not, it's not a call in here to the program. And again, for our listeners out there that have been listening a long time, they understand this. Way back when we started this program 18 years ago, I had two stations. I had two stations, and we grew the show little by little, and we continued to grow, and I did take calls. But as we grew, it became too much. And there's many reasons why. First and foremost, I would never do a buy, sell, hold show. They're awful. Okay? You watch James Cramer, well, it's fine. You want to watch him for entertainment, go at it. If you're listening to him for advice, honestly, you're better off buying a monkey and having him throw darts at a stock chart, because the monkey is going to be right more than Cramer is. And if you don't believe me, look it up. His track record is absolutely putrid. Not to mention the fact, someone's going to call up to the program, and they're like, hey, Watchdog, what do you think of XYZ? I can't give anybody a recommendation over the radio when I don't know who they are. I don't know what their goals are. I don't know how many kids they have. I don't know how many dependents they have. I don't know what their financial situation is. In other words, a buy for you may not be a buy for your next door neighbor. This is when you see those godforsaken stockbroker programs on a lot of local stations all across the country. This is why they're on for a month or two. Then they stop, and then someone else fills their spot. They're godforsaken, awful, and they're useless. You know what else is useless, too? All of these moronic predictions and pundits coming out telling you what is going to happen over the next year. They don't know. They don't know. Why would you worry about that? And I talk about this to my kids all the time. And everybody should kind of learn some of these, stoic principles going back to the ancient Greeks and Romans and philosophers. Try not to concern yourself with things you have no control over. I don't. Did I change and mess with our clients' portfolios and what they had in their portfolio leading up to the financial crisis? No. Back during the 1990s, this is before we had the radio program, I'm doing guest appearances all over the place, talking about how the dot-coms are going to collapse and Enron was going to fall apart, and nobody wanted to listen to me. Nobody, I was like the little boy who cried wolf or whatever. Nobody wanted to believe what I had to say. They thought I was full of it. They thought I was lying. They thought that it was a new economy. This time it was different. I'm like, no, earnings do matter. So no, our clients weren't affected by that. Well, we didn't own all that junk. We didn't put it in our clients' portfolios. In a financial crisis, a little bit better of an example. I didn't know when things were going to fall apart. I didn't know how bad they were going to get out of control. But what we didn't do is lose our heads. How many people out there do you know freaked out? Freaked out. Maybe they listened to somebody on Glenn Beck's program or something else out there telling them that the sky was going to fall. It didn't, did it? Oh, things got rough for a little while. But where are we now? Where are we now? We always talk about all the money we lost during a financial crisis. You didn't have to. You didn't have to sell. If the companies you held on in your portfolio were high quality, fundamentally sound companies, sure. Did they take a hit? Everything did. Well, you can take advantage when some of these great companies are down and buy more. If the fundamentals change with the companies that you own, of course you have to protect your downside. And yeah, and some of the companies in our clients' portfolios, yeah. The fundamentals did change. Did we sell out? Did we have protection, downside protection? Absolutely. But we looked at it as one of the greatest buying opportunities of all time. A little bit more on this. Got to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planner. 24-hour day. Help hotline. 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mike Hewitt here. Think about it. Have defining words such as success and failure, or even more basic words like male and female, lost their foundation? Has their meaning been blurred? Indeed. If an ideology can literally erase or alter the meaning of a word or words from our dialogue, our lexicon, can words such as peace, prosperity, and happiness become equally blurred or absent of value? What does history tell us? Liberal used to mean freedom and liberty from an overwhelming government, and now it means the opposite. I get cultural differences, differing political perspectives. But when there's an ideology bent on fundamentally changing the meaning of the words, how can we possibly meet in the arena of ideas for that desperately needed exchange? Common sense demands we not allow them and their media to divide us, our society, or our language any further. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk...
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, we've made... made some calls over the years here on the program that, well, all of our new listeners out there, you can go see for yourself. You can go to our website. All of the columns that we have written are available there going back over 20 years, not to mention all the television appearances that I made. I'm not doing the TV anymore. People ask about that. I get the emails. Can we not going on Fox and CNN? I can't do it, people. I can't even go. All of the networks have basically turned into, it's turned into professional wrestling for the most part. Let's put eight people in these little boxes and have them argue over things that are not important. I can't. I get invited to do stuff. I said, yeah, how much time is the segment? Oh, it's about a 4-minute hit. You're kidding, right? You expect me to get through this and then have five other people on for 4 minutes and I got to fight for time? Nah. Rather stick a hot poker in my. I don't do it anymore. Think about it. It is a waste of time. But anyway, you take a look at what happened. Financial crisis. Now, we happened to see it coming and we warned people, particularly warned people about what they were doing with real estate. People got out of control. They were blowing out of their 401ks and using the money to buy pre-construction condos. Saw it coming a mile away. Again, at that point in time, I lived in Southwest Florida. You had houses that were selling one year for $150,000, the next year being sold for $300,000, and it's not like they did anything to the house. Like, no, this is not going to last long. Here's a bit of a lesson. Okay, and this is not mine. This goes back to Benjamin Graham, who taught this. I don't know when he wrote that book, in the 40s maybe. Everything has an intrinsic value to it. You have to understand what the value is in the company that you're buying. You want to buy it when it trades below its intrinsic value. And when you want to sell it, when it is way above its intrinsic value. You don't have to sell it immediately because a lot of companies pay great dividends and have great yields and you want to hold on to them. But what presented itself in 2008 and 2009 was an extraordinary opportunity that most of America didn't participate in. Because most of America bought into what? Conventional wisdom, which is what? Poison. Now, I couldn't tell you. At the end of the day, 4:10 in the afternoon. Hey, what'd the market do today, Chris? I don't know. Hey, if you think that I'm staring at a screen, watching a ridiculous chart, you're kidding, right? That's not what I do. That's not what we do. That's an exercise in futility. Nobody is able to guess short-term movements in the market. How many times have you had unbelievable news come out and the market's down? And how many times have you had bad news out and the market's up? Does that make any sense? Why would you even get involved in trying to play that game? That, my friends, what you're doing is you're turning your portfolio into a casino. We don't gamble. Anyway, got to take a break again. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We've got a lot more we got to cover on the program today. We're going to talk about unicorns coming up, maybe in the next hour. We'll see if we can find time. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, I didn't come up with this stuff, kids. I didn't. The stuff that we talk about here on the program isn't new. It's timeless. This stuff you can find in the Bible if you look. It's all there. It's all there, and it's stuff that will build you wealth over time and will keep you out of trouble. And it's just simple things. You know, the whole concept of buying low and selling high. Easier said than done for most people. There's certain rules of the road that you can kind of follow, that we follow. And you know, the opposite is true. As you said, you can turn on Bloomberg or CNBC and you get these people talking about all these different types of investments. You know, they do a really good job. Explaining on how Wall Street goes out of its way to make things complicated when they're really not. They come up with all these words and financial products and all this stuff. It's designed to confuse you. It is. It's by design.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House did not deny that he did it, but President Trump this morning is denying reports he used a crude profanity in referring to a number of nations during a White House discussion on immigration with lawmakers yesterday. The president tweeting this morning while he used tough language at that meeting yesterday, he did not use the word that the Washington Post first reported he did. The reporter who broke the story for the Post, Josh Dawsey, saying on MSNBC,
He was very clear on the kinds of immigrants he wanted and where he did not want them from. And it kind of took lawmakers aback. I think the comments were a bit mystifying to folks in the room.
The list of people unaccounted for after deadly mudslides and flooding in Southern California stands at 43. The Santa Barbara County Sheriff says 17 people are confirmed dead. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
As lawmakers from the two parties work to try to avoid a government shutdown, reports are a sticking point has been that Republicans want an increase in military spending, while Democrats are insisting any increase in military spending must be matched with spending for domestic programs. Yesterday, speaking to troops in Nevada, Vice President Mike Pence declared,
"The era of budget cuts to the armed forces of the United States is about to end."
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying an analysis of data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health revealing 30% of U.S. military veterans did use some form of tobacco product between 2010 and 2015, a statistic which implies that 70% of U.S. veterans are not smokers. Among tobacco-smoking veterans, the CDC says usage was higher among those who didn't have health insurance and among those now living in poverty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and